Look. Now, see that straw? I can take that straw off by itself. Break it up. Break it up. Break it up. Throw it away. But when they together, I can't break them. That's the way a church needs to be. Anytime somebody think they can get off by themselves, talking about I don't need nobody, I don't need no church folk, I don't need to go to church, the devil will get you in, break you up. But when you pray together, you'll stay together.
We know that the word of God has blessed you richly as you have listened to this word in power and excellence. Listen each Sunday at the same time or visit us at 416 DeSoto Street for regular scheduled services, Sunday school starting at 9:45 a.m., Sunday morning worship beginning at 11 o'clock a.m., Wednesdays 7 o'clock p.m., or phone us at 318-253-6232 or 318-264-0301 or on the World Wide Web at pdusk3@aol.com. And remember, there is always room at the cross for you. Now there is power.
You are listening to the very best of community radio, and presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Presence of the Lord. It's good to be reminded, amen, that in his presence there is fullness of joy. There is peace, amen. Come on, anybody in here recognize that in his presence there is liberty. Burdens are lifted. Oh, you ought to bless him today. Do not pass me by. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. If you're in need of prayer today, we invite you to come to the altar. If you're standing in the need of prayer, amen. You ought to say it again. Do not pass me by. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Oh, thank him today. While on others thou art calling, do not pass, don't pass me by. Now I dare you to call him like you need him. Come on, I'm calling you, say, oh, oh, say, Savior, hear. Hear my humble cry. Oh, and while on others thou art calling. Oh God, please don't. Do not. Oh, come on and call him today. I'm calling you. Savior, oh Lord, hear my humble cry, and I need you, Jesus, while on others thou art calling. sing. All I ask God is please do not pass. Don't pass me by. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you now that you are God and that you're God all by yourself. We thank you, God, that you are God of grace and mercy. And Father, we stand here around this altar, not ashamed to tell you that we are in need of you, oh God. Father, somebody has sickness in their body. Somebody has trouble in their home. Somebody has problems on the job. Whatever the situation is, God, we give it to you right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that there's nothing too hard for you. And we thank you right now that we have this privilege, God, to call upon your holy and righteous name. We ask you to have mercy now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to have mercy now in the name of Jesus. Father, somebody's testimony is that they deserve what they're getting. Somebody's testimony is that they walked into the sin and they walked into the shame. And God, they're reaping the consequences, God, of what they've done. But we ask you now to have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now for the mothers that are here today. We thank you, God, for the memory of mothers. And Lord, we ask you to bless mothers now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for what you've done. We thank you, God, for what you're doing. We thank you, God, for what you're about to do. And God, like a people who walk by faith and not by sight, we thank you right now for what you've done. We thank you right now for what you're about to do. Lord, we ask you to just look upon us now. Father, whatever we stand in need of now, Father, we make our request known unto you, knowing that everything belongs to you, that the cattle on a thousand hills belong to you. And Father, we ask you to bless us right now according to your riches in glory. And Father, once we've asked you for it, and Father, once we believe by faith that it is done, the only thing left to do is to say thank you and give you praise. To say thank you and give you praise. To say thank you and give you praise, because we believe that it is done. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Oh, bless him for all that he has done. Can anybody testify that he's been good? Come on, don't fool me now. I mean, is there anybody here who knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that it has been the Lord who has kept you, that it has been the Lord who has blessed you, that it has been the Lord that has kept your enemies from prevailing against you? You ought to give him praise in this place on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to call your attention this morning to the book of Matthew and chapter 15. There is a word from the Lord on this Mother's Day, Matthew chapter 15. And I want to talk for just a few moments this morning about a mother of great faith. Amen. A mother of great faith. And while you're finding that, I want to congratulate. We had one of our graduates who received the M.W. Harrison Scholarship Award, which is named in honor and in memory of our pastor emeritus, our late pastor emeritus, Reverend M.W. Harrison. He believed in encouraging and supporting and motivating young people to achieve all that they could in life. And so we want to acknowledge, she's in the video booth back there, Sister Ashley Hunter. She received, amen, the $1,500 Pleasant Hill Baptist Church M.W. Harrison Scholarship Award. Let's thank God for her. Amen. And we were also blessed to give her the King Day Scholarship in the amount of $1,000, Ashley Hunter, along with two other young people from the community, not members of this church, but from our community. And it's just a blessing, amen, to be able to give back and to encourage young people to excel in this life. Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28, there you will find these words. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. And I just thought that's interesting, amen, because it's very clear to me that she's crying after Jesus. But the disciples have reached the conclusion that she's crying after us. Amen. I just thought that was interesting. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Amen. How many of you can thank God in your own personal lives? I certainly thank God for my mother, who I know beyond a shadow of a doubt is a woman of great faith. Thank you, ushers. Amen. Thank you so very much today. In this passage of scripture, we have the account of a mother's faith. The Lord has recorded for us a divine record of the accomplishment of one mother's trust in God. And for all of us, amen, who can testify that we have or had a mother of great faith, we understand that many of the successes that we have attained and accomplished and achieved in life, amen, is largely due to the fact that we had a mother who prayed for us. Not just any mother, amen, but a mother with faith in God. And you Bible readers know that faith is important to the Christian. Faith is important to God. Amen. As a matter of fact, when we think about people who live by faith, the tendency is that we admire them. Amen. People who live by faith, people who walk by faith, people who attempt great things in life, not because they have intellectual prowess, not because they have connections in high places, but people of God are moved by people who move by faith. And my brothers and sisters, you need to know and understand that the Bible places strong emphasis on faith. Do you know, amen, that salvation is by faith in Christ? The Bible says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Anybody in here understand that your faith, amen, has helped you to be a part of God's family? You ought to thank God for faith. But not only is salvation by faith in Christ, we understand that victorious living is accomplished by faith. See, a lot of people are looking for the right methodology, amen, in order to have success in life. A lot of people are looking for the right book to read in order to get success in life. I told you this past Wednesday in Bible study that I have a lot of books, amen. I have Colin Powell's book. I have Donald Trump's book, amen. I have Bill Clinton's book. I have all of these different books by successful people because there was a time in my life when I thought that if I were to attain success in life, I needed to emulate or duplicate what other successful people did. But I think our Bible readers know today that if you're going to have success in life, if you're going to have victory in life, you can't necessarily do what Donald Trump did.
You can't necessarily do what Colin Powell did, but I thank God, amen, that my mother, a praying mother, when I was a child, introduced me to another book. Amen. The Bible, the Word of God, and the Word of God teaches us that if you're going to have victorious living, you've got to walk by faith. Do I have a witness today? I know that I'm in Bible country because 1 John 5:4 says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Come on, where are my faith walkers? Where are my faith talkers? Where are my people who live by faith? Jesus said, if you canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Faith, my brothers and sisters, is the indispensable element in our relationship with God. The Bible writer of Hebrews declares that without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Hunt your neighbor and tell, first of all, you got to believe that he is. Oh my, you're not going to come to a God if you don't believe that he is. And I've been seeing on the news lately that there's a big move going on from the atheists. Amen. The atheists are starting their own churches now. Amen. The atheists, how can you have a church if you don't have a God? How can you, amen, have a faith if you don't have a hope? How can you talk about, amen, having church if you don't have something or somebody who's worthy for you to church for? Oh, yeah, that's why some folk can't have church. That's why some folk come in here and look dry and look sour, amen, because they don't understand who we worship. You Bible readers will remember that woman, amen, on the mount that Jesus met, amen. And she was a Samaritan woman, and she got to talking about, y'all worship over there, and we worship over here. Jesus said, woman, you're in the wrong territory. You're talking about where we worship, and you don't even know who we worship. Is there anybody here today who's glad that your mother introduced you to a God who's worthy to be worshiped? Amen. She might have drugged you to church. The Canton Spirituals, Sister Cooper, they're coming this weekend. They have a song that say mama drug us. Amen. How many of you can say your mama drug you too? Drug you to church. Your daddy drug you to church. But thanks be to God that my parents introduced me to a God, amen, who will be there when I need him. Thank God that my mother introduced me to a God who, when friends walk out on me, when other folk lie on me and talk about me, I'm so glad that when all else fails, my mama told me about a God. My mama said, he sits high and he looks low. Amen. Come on, thank God today for mothers who walk by faith, for mothers who have compelled their children to know a God by faith. Well, as we look at this mother, she demonstrated great faith. There are three things that you ought to see as it relates to this mother. Number one, you ought to see that this was a mother who had trouble. Any mothers in the house ever had trouble? Amen. Not only should you see that this mother had trouble, you ought to also see that this mother was tested. Are there any mothers in the house who've ever been tested? But then finally, you ought to see that not only did this mother have trouble, not only was she tested, but this mother had triumph. I wonder if there's anybody who knows you can win if you do it the Lord's way. First of all, she had trouble. Her circumstances, the Bible says, is that she had a daughter that was vexed with the devil. This was trouble of the worst kind. How the daughter came to be possessed, we don't know. But there are some mothers here today who can say, Pastor, I don't know if my child is possessed or not. But they are being influenced by the devil. Are there any mothers here today, amen, who every now and then you've got to scratch your head and say, I don't know, Lord, the devil has gotten into this child. And so many of you have experienced what this mother experienced. This mother's daughter was possessed, amen, with a devil or a demon. This mother's child was living under the influence of Satan. And many of you, though your children are not possessed with the spirit, they nonetheless have allowed a negative influence to control their lives. I am here to tell you today that for a mama who loves her children, that's trouble. Come on, where are my mothers that will help me today? When that child, you know you've taught them the right thing. You know you've tried to direct them in the right way. You know that you tried to give them everything necessary in order to achieve and attain in life, but somehow the devil got in them. Oh, that's trouble. That's trouble. That's trouble. All over this nation, there are parents who are dealing with troubled children. The statistics show that there are over 1 million runaway children in the United States of America. There are over 1 million teenagers that run away from home. The statistics also show that 9 out of 10 of them run back. Because it takes some folk going out there on their own to find out what I found out, and I ain't ever left the house. I did run away one time. I ran away. Amen. I ran around the block because I smelled chicken cooking. So most of those children that run away, come on, y'all, I ain't by myself. Some of y'all, you know, that stuff. What's that stuff we used to say? You know, I hate I was ever born, and I don't know why you had me. But you get hungry enough. You get in enough trouble, and your friends, amen, have somehow disappeared on you. You long for mother's love. And unfortunately, some folk have had to allow mama to leave earth to realize, I wish I had my mama. Some have had to allow mama, amen, to pass on to glory before they realize how good mama was. That ain't nobody gonna go as far with you and as far for you as your. Where are the witnesses up in here? Don't act like you came in here on a bed of ease. And you might not be able to say like some of us that your mama gave you everything you desire. Every gift that your parents did, everything they could do for you. But there are 2 or 3 folk in here who've got enough sense to know that mama prayed for me and that was enough. She couldn't send me to the best school. She couldn't buy me the best clothes. I didn't get a car for graduation like some other folk did. But I'm here today. I'm surviving today. I'm strong today because my mama prayed for me. This woman had trouble. Oh, but her course of action is important. She didn't do like some of us do. She didn't run to the fortune teller. She didn't run, amen, to Dr. Phil and Oprah. She didn't run and try to find a book from Dr. Spock. The Bible says in verse 25, we hear this mother's cry. She says, Lord, help me. Oh, are there any parents in here that have ever had to cry that cry? Lord, help me. I've exhausted all of my intellectual knowledge. I've exhausted, amen, all of my friends. I've exhausted all of my folk in high places. And now, Lord, here am I helplessly at your feet saying, if you don't help me, I can't make it. Father, if you don't help me, I don't know what I'm going to do. Is there anybody who's ever had to cry, Lord, help me? Well, some of you have never been there yet. I can tell by the look on your face. But just keep on living. I said, just keep on living. I heard Dr. Charles Stanley say that God has a way of circumnavigating the circumstances of your life such that when you think you know it all, when you think you don't need him, when you think you don't, you know, you get a few degrees behind your name and you want to get sedated, but I'm here to tell you, God has a way of circumnavigating the situations in your life such that you fall on your face flat before God like David and say, Lord, if you don't help me. I don't know how I'm going to make it. Thank God for mother's faith. This, her course of action was to call upon the Lord. It wasn't for herself that she prayed. She was praying for her daughter. Oh my, I don't know all the times that my mother had to sacrifice. You know, and I had to get older to realize it. I had to get older, amen, to realize, amen, that many of the things that I got in my lifetime was because my mother gave up something so I could get it. Oh, how could you not be thankful to a mother like that? I saw this young basketball player just the other day, Durant, amen. He was selected as the MVP, and he stood up boldly and said, we weren't supposed to make it. We weren't supposed to be anything. The folk in the neighborhood talked about us and said, we never amount to nothing. But he said there were nights when he went to bed full. His mama went to bed hungry. And he said, the real MVP, y'all heard it. He said, the real MVP, amen, was his mother. And I wonder if there's anybody else here today who can say that the real MVP in your life, the real MVP in your history, in your story, was your mother. Oh, yeah. I thank God for my mother. Amen. I thank God for my mother. Let me tell you, mothers, amen, be sure that you pray for your children. You can provide them all of the fine things in life, but you need to pray for your, well, first of all, you need to have a real relationship with God. And then you need to pray. And you young mothers, please hear me. Amen. You got your wick and all that other stuff lined up. Amen. But you need to have a relationship with God such that when you go to him, he know who's calling. Do I have a witness here? Some folk, you know, sometimes every now and then somebody will call you and you haven't heard from them in a long time. And you have to ask them, who is this? Well, shame on you if you haven't talked to God in such a long time that when you dial him up, amen, he has to say, who is this? You need to have a relationship with him, and you need to pray. A mother's trouble. But then secondly, I want you to see a mother's testing. Because what God does here in the life of this woman and what he does in our lives every now and then, you know, because it's easy to talk about, I got faith. Especially when you got money. It's easy, amen, to talk about you have faith, amen, when everything's going well for you. You know, you done got to the point. You know, there was a time when you didn't have to, you know, stand there in the closet talk about which suit I'm going to wear today. You ladies, which dress I was going to wear today. You know, it ain't always been like that. There was a time, amen, all you had to figure out was, is it clean or not today? Because we don't wear it again. Amen. So it's easy to talk about you have faith when everything's going well for you. Watch this. It's easy to talk about you have faith when your children aren't the ones in trouble. When your children, amen, they're making the grades at school, they ain't in no trouble with the law, they're doing all the right things. It's easy to come up in here with your arms folded and your legs crossed, won't say amen, won't say thank you, Jesus. But when the trouble comes, amen, and what God will do every now and then is he will test our faith to see if we really believe. Look at what it does to this woman. Amen. And first of all, amen. The text says in verse 22, it says, she cried unto him saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But then look at what the Lord does in verse 23. It says, but he answered her not a word. Can I put that in modern day terminology? He ignored the sister. He act like she ain't said nothing. Now, you modern day sisters know that if you were in a similar situation, and you know he heard you because it says she cried unto him. And he turns his head like you ain't said nothing. Y'all know what's going to kick in for some of you. That attitude. Amen. But I'm here to tell you today that every now and then the Lord, amen, delays answering us because he wants to test our faith. Now, just think if she'd gotten upset like some of you would have gotten upset.